There's the Scissor Sisters. Don't Feel Like Dancing to start us off here at Classic Hits. Tuesday morning, 3rd of March, almost 8 minutes past 6. How are you feeling, PJ?
Yes, I'm feeling.
Good. Because a lot of people will be very concerned about you.
Well, I tell you, okay.
As you can see from John's photograph, John sent in a photograph already. John Heavey sent in, there you go, little picture of what he imagined you looked like yesterday.
So, yeah, he's not wrong, yeah.
That's very accurate.
Straight to walk after the bender, it says on it. Yeah, I'm in a lot better position today, as you can probably hear by the tone of my voice.
Good. Garrett in Limerick was on to say, morning, Jim. How's Father Jack?
Oh, Garrett, I know. You are dead right. We're all surprised it happened at all.
And there's the Lily Whites. He's waiting for his shop to open, his first delivery. He's got his heater on, feet up, and he's waiting to see how much you're suffering today.
Yeah, as the four-day funeral kicked the... You're dead right, Lily White. No, it's all done. It's all done. Good. Now, I found it hard getting to sleep again last night.
Yeah, no, I had a terrible night last night.
Oh, jeepers. And all the anxiety and all because of the carrying on, the fear, the anxiety, the body rattling.
Was it draining away?
I heard the death chains following me around and all it is. Oh, Jim.
It was like a ghost of Christmas past kind of stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's like, listen, I'm sorry I'm late. It's March. You know, look, here's what you did.
I was at a funeral.
Yeah, that's...
Right, so we've got a fighting fit, healthy PJ to see us through Tuesday today. Hope you're in good form. 087-188-0008. It's blooming cold out there. It's going to be blooming cold all day, to be fair.
All month.
Although, once again this morning, no need for the old defrosting on the cars or anything for me. I was astonished.
Did you have to do that yesterday, though? I had to do that yesterday.
I did it, yeah. Today was all right for some reason.
I was devastated. I was trying to breathe on the car and everything.
Oh, God. She could have taken the paint off the state you were in yesterday.
I know.
Breathing on it. Yeah. I mean, anything could have happened.
Yeah, anything could have happened. I should have just pulled the sickie. I should have pulled the coronavirus.
Absolutely.
I got 2 weeks off. Because let's face it, I'm going to need it. And I would have avoided the slagging. Self-containment, I'd be calling it.
Exactly. Self-isolation. That's what you should have done.
Yeah. Self-care.
But to be fair, you came in yesterday and I'd say half the place got jarred. Just with you walking around.
I stank like corona.
Phil Collins, Phil Bailey, Easy Lover here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Tuesday, 3rd of March, almost 6:15. Good to have you along, folks. We have to do a quick birthday shout-out before we do the actual birthdays. Gwen has been on. She said, morning, lads. Can you wish our brother, sister and nephew, right? So it's all three of them. Brian Moore, Sharon Murray and Tomas McCoy... a very happy birthday. They all share the same birthday, the 3rd of March.
Oh, yeah, well, happy very birthday.
Well,
a holy triangle.
Gwen pointed out, imagine that, PJ, having to share your birthday with your sibling.
I will say, you might have noticed there wasn't a huge reaction on my part.
No.
And that was, I was genuinely thinking, oh, there's two. Oh, there's two.
Oh, my God.
Jeebus.
What do you mean? Like, I won't be the centre of attention?
Listen, I literally sent someone a text yesterday, right?
Yeah.
I sent someone a text yesterday. Their birthday's coming up in March. They're dreading it. And I was there, why are you dreading it? This is, it's getting older. I went, stop! Your birthday is the best day of the year. The whole world revolves around you.
Not in this case.
The text message I got back was, that says a lot more about you than it says about birthdays.
Well...
But it doesn't matter. Not in your case, anyway. Now the
right,
has to spin around the tree is, which knocks the crack out of it slightly.
Brian Moore, Sharon Murray, Tomas McCoy, happy birthday to the lot of you from Gwen and Co. Thanks for that. Right, you ready to take these on?
I guess so.
Now, it's not a fantastic selection today. There's a couple of belters in it, and then there's a couple of I wonder will you know who they are.
Oh, as per usual.
Right. But the first one, oh my Lord. It's only the man who, I tell you something, on occasion you could have been... Ronan Keating.
Laughter's a roller coaster. Just want to be PJ.
Yeah, I'm telling you, because like, you know, you're very similar in age. That's giving you a bit of a clue. You're all around the same neck of the woods.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, your voice, his voice, they're basically one and the same.
It's the same.
It's the same.
They're different. It's the same verse.
You both made a living out of. Kind of, you know, being prepared to embarrass yourselves.
Don't talk to her. It's a funny joke. Jim, it's okay. It's a funny joke.
I don't know why we do this all the time. Because we always finish up by going, Ronan Keating seems like a really nice fella.
I am a lovely fella. He is a lovely fella.
I've only ever met him once, and it was very briefly.
He's the sound man.
Is he?
Yeah, he's very sound, yeah, he is.
So you're saying he wouldn't mind you extracting the Michael from him?
Today, all I'm saying is, very nice fella, but Pedro is so much of a banner that he doesn't care about sometimes.
Yeah. So, the man you could have been. I mean, you literally could have swapped places. You could have been the lead singer of Boyzone with
that
voice.
Yeah, well, look, come on now. I didn't have the looks, you know what I mean? I do have the voice. Obviously.
I wonder, can Ronan Keating do a Jake or a Dirty Elwin?
I'd love to see it.
That'd be amazing.
Of course he can. The only problem is it sounds like this. Hi, Dirt. What are you talking about?
Right, anyway, the bell rolling Keating. Now that we know he's around your neck of the woods.
46.
He's 43.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, do you know how old you are? Older. Yeah, 44. I'm 44.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll be 45 next month.
I was trying to nudge you in the right direction. He's only 43.
Fart off.
Yeah.
Jeepers, right. Well, I kind of went, yeah, I blew that.
Right, well,
and once again, Ronan Keating, absolute sound man.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't stop doing the Herkater.
To be fair, he'll never listen to this show, but anyway. Come here, let's bring you back to your youth, your footballing youth, right?
Yeah, brilliant.
It is the birthday of Zico.
Oh, Zico.
Yeah. The man they called the White Pelé.
They did call him the White Pelé. Where was he? Hold on now a minute. Was he Real Madrid? No.
Well, I mean, most people just associate him with Brazil. I wouldn't be worrying about his club side.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have a clue.
Yes.
But that Brazil team, he played in the 86.
He did play, yeah. And then, of course, isn't there a pub in town named after him? Or is that called Zika? Or is that called something else?
No, I think that's named after the virus.
Get a Corona up the Zico.
Going for a Corona in the Zico.
In the Zico, right? Yeah. Does he play in the 1983 World Cup? Well, that sort of gives you
86.
Or 86, yeah.
Yeah. I don't think there was
Spain. There wasn't one in 83.
There wasn't one in 83.
No. Before that. The Spanish one. So yeah. That makes him older
now,
than...
in fairness, that's towards the latter end of his
Yeah, yeah. I was
career.
Just going to say, they could all be, they could do it. You could be in the World Cup a little bit older back then.
Yeah.
You definitely could. So wasn't Maradona again in the 19... What was the one he was in? He did 94. Did he make a brief appearance in 98 as well or something? Was that when he ran up to the camera like, and it was very obvious he had a lot of Colombian marching powder had been taken. When he went screaming into the cameras. I think it was the 98 World Cup.
Right.
Because even then, you could play a little bit longer than you can now. Now you look at fellas and you go, jeez, he's on his way out. Yeah, Asher, look. Once you hit the 20s, you know.
Absolutely,
it's starting to be old. You're starting to get to the tail.
Once you're out of your teens, there's no point to playing anymore.
He's 21. Sure, he is the key to the door. That's the retirement house. The retirement plan.
Right.
I got to say,
Brazilian footballing legend Zico.
Zico, he's 76.
It's the other way around.
A 67.
He's a 67. 67. Right, now these are the ones, I'm not sure. Look, this one I think you might remember for weird sort of reasons. John Virgo,
of course I remember him. Yeah. The snooker man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was the kind of like, he was the snooker comedian.
Yeah, was he? He wasn't the Dracula man, was he?
No, that was Ray Reardon.
Yeah, that was Ray Reardon.
This was the guy, he did Big Break with Jim Davidson as well.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
Do you remember the soundtrack to that?
Oh, yeah, it was the
two lads.
What, it was Chaz and Dave.
Chaz and Dave, the two Cockney lads.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Remember there was
Snooker Loopy, was that it? Remember they had the song Snoop, where old Snooker Loopy?
Yeah, but that was a song in its own right, I think.
Oh, was it?
I think, yeah, all the snooker players did that.
Oh, I thought Snooker Loopy was the name of the...
of the Big Break one.
The Big Break one.
I don't know. I'll dish it out. I'll find it on the old tinternet.
Oh, please do. I just want to hear that again.
John Virgo used to do impersonations of all the other snooker players as well.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, he used to wear the big huge glasses and slag off Dennis Taylor and all that.
And what was the story with snooker players then, that they all had to be about 7'12"? They were huge. All of them, like.
It was just made reaching over the table a bit easier.
Yeah, but they were all donkeys.
Will you need the rest? No, I'll just extend my arms.
Yeah, no.
They're 8 foot long.
I'll just bend over. I'll have something for my knee. I'll be kneeling down. Take a shot. Yeah, yeah, they were all huge.
Now, John Virgo is not a young bunny anymore.
No, he's in his 80s, isn't he?
No.
Oh. 90s?
No.
Feck it.
70s.
Yeah, I know. Stop. I know, I said. Jeepers, Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just because I say. Just because I say these things.
I was talking to myself.
I'm
there.
Exploring out loud, right? he's 77.
74.
Ah, jeepers.
74 he is. And then there's two more, right? You can have your choice. You can have both.
Right.
There's the actress, Jessica Biel. Do you know her?
No, I don't know
no,
her.
No, exactly. I didn't think she'd be great, really. Even though she was in the remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, so I thought that might have stuck in your head.
Oh!
The remake version.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
This guy, I have a sneaky suspicion you might know this guy, because I think he might be a biker. Charlie Brooker.
Oh!
Is that the guy that does the kind of biking trips with them? With somebody else? No, it's not him
I
at all.
I'm going to have to do a Google image on this
Maybe
fella.
Maybe it's not him at all. Maybe we'll just scrap the pair of them.
No! Charlie Brooker. As soon as I see his head now, I'll do a Google image. This is now you see. No, if I get it right, everyone believes me because I put it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I can't. Oh, I know him. Yeah, I know him.
Now, was he the biker lad? No,
I don't think so. I've never seen him on a bike. Anyway, TV presenter lad.
Right.
Yeah. Jeepers, what did he even present?
Well, exactly.
I can't Google him properly. You see, because I'll guess his age.
Ah, well then.
He looks about. He looks like. Do you know what he looks like? Is it a significant birthday?
No, but very close.
51.
49.
I feck him off. And stupid.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
Cheers, Tara 633. How are you today?
Good. Bit grumpy because it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Ah, your favourite day.
Tuesday is that. It's something about Tuesday.
Something about you. I hate Tuesdays.
Which
Bob Geldof got it wrong when he wrote that song about Mondays. It should have been about Tuesdays.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Anyway.
Monday you've got a bit of it. Well, in PJ, I was going to
say. Well, in my
you've
case,
got a bit of an afterglow, but
do you even remember Monday? Is it all a bit of a
I remember what I need to. That's about it, yeah.
It's come as a shock to PJ that this is actually Tuesday.
Yeah.
You're still looking a little tired around the eyes.
Oh,
I
still have. The whole pattern is to be reset. The whole body needs to be reset, yeah.
Take you about a month at your age.
I think so. Oh,
I'd
well,
say,
yeah.
To be honest with you, I'd say there's parts need changing and everything, I'd say.
Yeah, an old slap of the coronavirus would have been easier to deal with, to be honest, than what I put myself through. You know?
Oh, God.
No, at least you would have been safe in that regard. There wasn't a hope even that would have been able to survive inside your
That's
body
true,
yesterday.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, so, you would have absolutely killed it without a shadow of a doubt.
At this case, I'm actually hoping I get the old coronavirus and just get a good slap of it, and then I don't have to worry about it anymore.
But then you'd have a good excuse to stay home and sleep, I suppose.
2 weeks,
probably what you really need for 2 weeks.
It's a 2 week self containment.
Yeah, isn't it desperate at what age does to you?
Isn't it really? Yeah. It is. Yeah, yeah.
You get into your 40s.
Two weeks. Yeah. For PJ, 2 weeks self containment is more a case of. Is that all?
Yeah.
You mean I have to go back out after 2 weeks?
You're like stir crazy when they pull him out of the, you know, they put him into, what's it called when they lock you up on your own?
Solitary confinement.
Solitary confinement, yeah. They lock him up for a month and they open it up and he begs to go back in because his back was nearly better, he said.
It's a wonder you don't pay people to put you in self-containment.
Well, that's a thing he does at weekends. We don't speak about it.
Okay, I know how to make that happen, though. Lads.
Bruce Hornsby in the Range, The Way It Is. Carmen Chameleon, Big 80s number one from Culture Club. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim here at Classic Hits. It's almost 17 minutes to 7 o'clock. Thank you as well for all of the WhatsApps. 087-188-0008. Everybody's up and at it this morning, I can tell you. Somebody was on to say this was. Let me see if. Oh my God! I wish you people have put your names on it.
He's very cranky today.
Ronan, I think this is. I think this is Ronan. Was on to say that Charlie Brooker made Black Mirror on Netflix. Apparently.
Oh, that's one of the
Charlie
best.
Brooker was.
That is the best TV series ever made. Just don't watch the last one.
Right,
the last one's desperate.
And by the way, I got Charlie Brooker completely wrong. It turns out I was confusing him with Charlie Borman.
Yeah, Charlie Borman, your man.
And I was talking about Jamie Oliver and I was actually thinking of Ewan McGregor.
I know, I don't know what
you... So, I don't know how I got that wrong.
Thankfully, it wasn't me this time.
No. Somebody was on to say, in relation to the birthdays, I guess the same as PJ in all of them, which is unusual because normally I'm quite good at it. What a massive backhanded compliment that is.
There's no compliment in there at all. It's only a compliment to himself.
In a weird sort of way. PJ's Ronan Keating sounds more like Nelson Mandela, says Neil and Cove, although there's a bit of dispute on that because somebody else says that your impression of Ronan Keating, Danny the Chef, thinks it's more like the pink puppet from Rainbow.
George.
Oh, yeah.
I bundle. You're starting by, you know, that guy.
That weird thing, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. The winter lurks to come to a cocktail.
Also,
yeah, but Roland's different. Roland's.
Also, let me see who this is now. This is Ollie. Ollie was on to say, how can PJ remember Zico, who played in the 78, 82 and 86 World Cups, and he couldn't remember Dino Zoff? He must have started drinking for the first time in 1982, did he?
Not at all. Dino's off now, in fairness. I don't know. I don't think he's... Let's put it this way. I bet he didn't score as many goals.
Well, he was a goalkeeper.
I rest my case.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Maradona...
You don't remember those things when you're only a nipper.
Maradona screaming into the camera was 94 in the USA.
Oh, it was 94, right. I had a feeling that he had another bash after that.
Apparently.
But I do remember how out of his hammer he was on the old Colombian marching powder in that World Cup. That was the one that got him in all the trouble. If he had just left things as they were.
Mm.
But sure, he went on a three-year party, and because he was such a legend in Argentina, they just decided to let him play in the World Cup again.
Yeah. The Chosen One is back on. Been a while since he's been texting in, but he's back. He wants us to know he's still there. He hasn't gone away.
Thank you very much, Chosen One.
And there's
for choosing us.
Shane, who is a Sligo man living and working in Mayo, PJ's favourite county.
God love you. I hope things get better for you soon.
Well, to be fair, nearly finished a 12-hour shift for Shane, so it is.
A moment of silence better for everybody in Mayo today, having a terrible time. Poor people.
I'm sure they're not all having a terrible time.
Ah, Jim, what are you saying? Like, come on. First you're going on about Charlie Brooker, and now you're acting as if Mayo isn't a horrendous thing.
All the truckers are on, Paul the Trucker. Four more sleeps to Lanzarote. Martin the Trucker's been on. And there's probably another trucker in there somewhere. Richie's probably out there somewhere. They're all out there. Right, today, what have we got for you? Actually, today, very interesting today, right? If you're a fan of the old superheroes, who's not?
Who isn't? We all love them.
We've got a mad scientist in with us today.
A proper mad scientist. Like a proper mad scientist out of a comic book sort of level of nutty
a
scientist.
A bloke who puts, you know, science into comic book things. Or rather,
the
takes,
other way
them
around.
Out, takes them out of comic book things, I suppose. But anyway, yeah, so we could be turning you all into superheroes before the day is out. Looking forward to that a bit later on. Also, of course, it's day two of our fantastic competition to get you off to South Africa, where the Cape Crusader, you just need to identify where he is. We'll be doing that again. We'll tell you more about it after 7 o'clock, but you'll be trying to guess where the Cape Crusader is for your chance to make sure you're in that draw. For that unbelievable holiday to South Africa.
It's pretty easy that he was in New Zealand yesterday, if you're listening.
Turned out to be Wales. But
yeah, right. Jim didn't get a grant. Whatever.
Don't say it.
We're going to have another bash at that today. You should be fine.
Actually, to be fair to you, I'm actually surprised you remember much of yesterday.
Yeah, so am I. Like, it took me by surprise, let's be honest about it.
Hitbit, of course. Double Money Monday came and went, so we're back on the trail of that. Back to normal money, but even normal money is high at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're talking 1,360 quid.
So, I thought it was even higher than that.
No.
Right,
1,360 quid, yeah.
It'll do.
Loads of money, yeah. Loads of monies.
All of that's on the way. And also, with all the shenanigans going on about coronavirus and all that sort of stuff, and people, you know, contact and all that being called into question, we may have to come up with some new greetings. You know what I mean?
What?
You may have to sort of... There may have to be a way. You may not, you know... None of the touchy-touchy, feely-feely thing.
All this handshaky business. We're all paranoid. We don't like touching each other anymore.
Yeah.
So all this handshaky business.
We
need another option instead of that.
It's a godsend for you.
No, I like shaking hands because I like small talk, you see.
Right.
It's just people that won't feck off.
But I thought you were a bigger fan of isolation.
Well, I like isolation as well, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like waving through a window. If you could just carry around your own window.
Rick Astley, never going to give you up. It's 7:10. It's Tuesday, 3rd of March. How are we, folks? Hopefully in good form. It's a chilly one out there, in fairness. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And for all of the WhatsApps, 087-188-0008, that have been coming in for various bits and pieces over the last little while. What's that?
I don't know,
what are you doing?
Jim,
are you not looking for more sympathy? Are you looking for a reason to get away? Are you hoping to be isolated?
Oh, Jim.
Is that it?
Certainly hope this isn't COVID-19, otherwise known as the coronavirus and the coughing and... Jim, self-isolation may be on the way.
Not even close.
Are you saying I'd be gammon on just to get a couple of weeks off
I told
work?
You, it's impossible for you to have it.
Achoo,
because the amount of alcohol that was in your body yesterday, nothing would have lived.
Some of us was corona, though. I just saying, it's all beginning. Look, the panic, let's be quite honest about it. There's a lot of panic out there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Especially when you have someone, a doctor on the news there saying, 70% of the world are going to get... Calm down. But there is a lot of panic going on about the old coronavirus, yeah. COVID-19, and what's going to happen, and where's it going to go, and sure, Patrick's Day will be cancelled, and all of that sort of crack. So... there's a bit of a movement to ban the handshake.
Yeah, because they took it out of some of the football matches. See Newcastle.
Yeah.
Steve Bruce decided nobody was allowed to shake hands at the training ground.
I've seen, and a lot of the churches, I saw the Catholic Church in Ireland now are recommending the sign of peace is gone.
Yeah, the old peace be with you.
Yeah, I think Church of Ireland are recommending as well. There's the shaky hand bit.
Do they do that?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, that they maybe forego a little bit of that.
Right.
So the old... yeah, so there's, you know, we're trying to not touch each other.
Yeah.
Trying to stay away, each other's hands. It's the hands, that's where we keep all our poison, isn't it? And I have to say, the modern era, when you see young fellas walking around with their hands down the front of their tracksuits, you know all this thing is going.
Yeah.
Especially, and let's be honest.
COVID or not, you wouldn't want to be shaking their hands.
Lads' hands and all, you know, lads who'd have their hands right in their nose and their chicken rolls and everything. I think maybe it's time to get rid of the handshake. Maybe it's time.
Right.
Now, before I even get into this, I've done a bit of research, right?
Right.
Not something I would normally do for radio. but I've done a bit of research. So the history of the handshake. You
right.
may or may not know the history of the handshake, right?
Yeah.
So in the 5th century BC in Greece, right? It was there when the handshake started. And it was basically a symbol of peace, right? With waving. It began with waving.
Right.
So you'd raise your right hand and wave your right hand. That's, we all do that. And apparently that was just your way of putting your hand in the air and saying, look, I've no weapon, so I'm no threat to you. That's all that was, showing that you had nothing in your hand.
Very
to
good.
Try and kill people with, right? And then that developed into the handshake in medieval Europe, because knights and stuff would meet each other and you'd shake the other person's arm after having seen wave. They'd wave, look, no weapon, you'd shake your, and you'd hear a knife or something jangle.
Right.
You might be able to hear another weapon jangle
so
in the armour.
You didn't fully trust them, like.
Something where nobody trusts anyone, you know. So that was the way, but it became etiquette like that. Sure, like, look,
yeah.
Empty-handed. I'm sure you wouldn't mind shaking
shaky.
To make sure. Yes. Oh, yeah. A wonderful man. Yes, he's never tried to kill me. That was manners back then.
Brilliant.
Now, we can surely say there's no need for that anymore. We never think anyone's trying to stab us when we're meeting them. Like, you know, when you're going to a meeting or anything, or your mates and all, or you're meeting down the pub or something.
Yeah.
We don't need to check for weapons,
surely.
Not in a lot of pubs.
If that is the case, you may possibly need to change your career.
Yeah, grand.
If you're going to a board meeting and you need to get frisked for weapons.
Yeah, maybe if you're Paul Williams or something.
That's a hell of a company you're in.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So certain jobs... But now we have been, look, around the world they're redeveloping the handshake. In China, they've stopped the handshake almost altogether around the Wuhan area. Lads meet up, there's videos online of it, and they sort of click each other's feet together, right? Have you seen that?
Right, it's like a sort of a patty cake thing that kids play except with your feet.
Yeah, so there's videos, it's very good. Lads meet each other and they go right foot, they click it like that, and then they do the left foot, they click it. So it's this little routine. And that's the job.
It's like
no one has to touch each other.
It's like a little mini dance routine.
It's like a mini dance. And it makes everybody feel better.
Yeah.
Imagine,
and of course,
just
actually, you have your shoes on, so there's no skin contact.
No, it's just your...
Obviously, you wouldn't do it if the pair of you were wearing sandals.
Oh, jeez.
Or flip-flops.
Oh, no. I wouldn't shake hands with a fellow walking around town in flip-flops. that's how you know there's something wrong straight away. So you have all these videos. And then Mike was going on about this, because you know the way Mike would be a bit of a clean freak and all that.
At the best of times.
Yeah, he'd be in there. He'd be... Every time Mike goes for a poo, he has to lather himself in antiseptic odour and cream or whatever. You know, so he's into this new thing. In Tibet, apparently, they have this tradition. They greet each other by sticking their tongues out at each other. Would be considered rude here, but in Tibet,
yeah.
There's some history of somebody who was a black tongue person.
Now,
so you show you're not a black tongue person, that you're friendly by sticking out your normal tongue.
Now, they don't sort of stick it out in the pointy way that people stick their tongues out over here. They stick it out in the way that's a bit like that. Remember, that used to be the... Bassa!
Yeah, they roll it down. You know that. Yeah. Like they're doing the haka.
It's like they're doing that. Bassa!
Yeah. So that's how they say hello to each other.
Yeah.
It just makes you wonder, what can we do?
Well,
I'm all for song. I think we should greet each other with song.
Margaret said, just give people the thumbs up. I just, you know, that's a kind of a thing over
that's
here.
That's actually very practical. How's it going, yeah?
All right.
Double thumbs
How
up.
You doing? And then she just, she kind of rethought it for herself and just said, though, imagine you were sympathising with somebody at a funeral. And you walked up to them and went, all right.
Well, actually, now that you say that, Margaret, like, I actually did that.
You did, gave the thumbs up, did you?
Yeah, at the funeral the other day, they said, it got to the point where, well, we're going to ask people not to shake hands.
Right.
Due to the threat of the coronavirus. Blah, and I was in the middle of turning. And then your man said it. You know, you just go into automation.
Right.
And there was a fella beside me and I went, and I did give him the thumbs up and just turned back around. I never thought, I didn't really think about
it. That's not bad for that.
Yeah.
Somebody's saying, lads, our church stopped the handshake in the middle of Mass for the old peace be with you, but then the priest stood at the door and shook everyone's hand on the way out. Also,
yes,
it's come as a hell of a shock to Keith. Peace be with you. I thought it was pleased to meet you.
It's not pleased to meet you.
Keith, you're not going to enough Mass then.
That's unbelievable. Keith, you're a heathen is what you are.
Yeah,
walking, there's seriously adults out there that have been going to Mass saying pleased to meet you to everybody.
Pleased to meet you. How are you doing?
Pleased
I'm
to
sure,
meet you.
I'm sure you know me. I came in with you.
But I don't say it enough. I don't say it enough, you know. We never tell each other how we feel. I am. I'm pleased to meet you.
So we're looking for potentially a new non-contact greeting.
Yeah, I like the old peace. Go back to the hippies in the 60s, you know. Like the two fingers, you know. Peace, man.
I'm surprised at you now. That's a bit Winston Churchill.
You've knocked all the crack out now.
Mike wants to go salute. He wants to go full military and we salute each other.
Bring in a salute. That's very official. And then you get in trouble, we would, because we're all civilians.
Oh, yeah.
And the military heads would be all there going,
how very terrible.
You haven't earned the right to be saluting. You know, I think you could be offending people. So that's the problem nowadays as well. What's the new way of greeting people without offending people?
Yeah, I'm not going to take on this advice here that's just come in from Super Spark.
Why, what is it? Oh my God, Super Spark. Some people really are in the gutters. He's basically talking about doing a helicopter.
An awkward eyebrow raise would do it, lads, says Mark in Cork.
Oh, like very Roger Moore, like. Mm. Oh.
That could be a bit creepy.
And
now.
That curious looking.
If you're,
I heard you've heard the bit of the
That's
virus.
A bit of a, how you doing?
How you doing?
Somebody's saying, touching elbows.
That's good too.
Is the new handshake in my workplace?
Isn't that what they do in surgeons and surgeries and stuff? Isn't that what they have the glove and they tap the elbows when a good surgery, whatever?
All right.
I think that actually might be a thing.
Do they do that? That's the equivalent of a surgeon's high five.
Yeah,
tap elbows.
They tap their elbows. I think that's true.
I taught you. Sold the life out of you, man.
Unbelievable.
You are fantastic.
Tell you.
I've never seen a lad whip a kidney out of.
Yeah. The best stitches I ever saw, man. Give me one. Not even five. Give me a poke with your elbow.
Anthony in Limerick's just, you know, what's the old thumbs up and a smile is not the worst greeting in the world.
It's a lot to be said for it. It makes sense to me.
You know what I mean?
I'm all for that. Or else.
Anyway, listen, let's stick it out there, right? Let's ask people what they think should be.
Or else we should let lads feel.
The new non-contact greeting.
We should let lads feel what women have felt like for ages, where you have to, every time you meet a lad, you have to smack him on the arse. All right, love. Bang. Away. Sorry, it's just, you know yourself, the coronavirus. What are you going to do?
It's meant to be non-contact, PJ.
Okay, wolf whistle at the lads then. Look at you. Looking well, Jim.
There's a few lads around here who take that as a big compliment, I tell you. Sixpence, no, the richer in Kiss Me. Oh, no, you can't be doing that sort of thing nowadays.
Not at all, jeepers.
Actually,
it's gone.
What's the story now?
Ban kissing as well.
If, you know, wherever people kind of, you know, might go if they want to meet somebody who might become a future love of their life or whatever, and they might,
if you want a bit of private space to get to know each other,
if you know those places where people still might go for the old shift or whatever, obviously that sort of thing will have to be down with that sort of thing. This will have to be a shift free zone.
There'll be no shenanigans now until after this is over.
You may put your love life on hold for a while.
You'll have to do, what was it they made us do in school? Remember, you'd have to dance, remember? And you had to leave room for Jesus, remember that? Do you remember you have to
in between?
You'd have to leave room for Jesus, yeah. Because Jesus was with dancing witches, and he'd be in the middle. And if you had to leave room, no.
Don't be squashing Jesus.
Don't be squashing Jesus there now. You'd have to leave room for him, and then doing your spin around.
Yeah, so
dance.
All of that, like, for, you know, for People, yeah. The young people, PJ, would somebody think of the young people?
Think of the young, poor
maybe
young
going
people.
Going out, you know, to socialise at weekends and, you know, maybe find somebody who they like to look at their head.
And someone that likes to look at their head. And as a teenager, sometimes you think, I'll never find someone that would like to look at your head. You know?
And like, I mean, do you know all of that's going to be have to be curtailed?
You would imagine it would, yeah, because they'd be out in mass gatherings and everything.
Absolutely.
All of them
clubs
rubbing off each other and all. You would, yeah, bro, you know what I mean? All dancing and everything, forgetting to leave the room for Jesus and all up to all sorts.
Shocking.
And then going out into the normal public.
Yeah.
Oh, jeepers, Jim.
Yeah, into shops and everywhere.
Oh, they'd be touching off and everything. Oh, don't go out at all. Oh,
anyway, listen, some of the suggestions that have come in on the WhatsApp as to what our new greeting should be. A lot of people have gone for a simple nod of the head. They think a nod of the head would suffice.
Yeah.
Now, there's a variation on that that Mike was suggesting as well, which is Mike wants to go full bow. And you know that namaste.
Namaste, he says. Yeah, you put your hands
so
together.
We'd go slightly kind of oriental in that sort of, you know, bow. Or
that's South, isn't it Southeast Asia?
You know.
Namaste.
I don't know who says namaste.
I don't. Both of you. Do both of you say it?
What?
What do you mean, who says it?
I don't mean when you're doing the greeting.
Oh.
I mean, where does it originate from?
Oh.
India, I think India.
India, right, okay.
It means whatever I believe in respects whatever you believe in or whoever you are.
There you go.
Oh, that's what it means, isn't it?
That's what it means, yeah.
So, namaste might be the greeting and a bit of a bow.
All right. I'd be more namastish then. I'd be, all right, namastish.
What about this from Sylvia? She thinks a curtsy for ladies and a head tilt for
gentlemen. Good Lord. Oh, we're getting back to the old days. I like it. Lads, there's a great opportunity to go back to the old days. Tipping the hat and all.
Oh, yeah.
Good evening, madam.
Yes.
We get all the way back to the old days.
I was completely shocked. I think I may have seen her ankles.
Yeah, yeah. You'll have to kiss her glove and all. Remember? Yeah. Although you can't be doing that.
You could smack somebody with a glove. How very dare you.
You're getting into a fight. I shall not be touching you with my fist. Slapping some lad with your glove, yeah?
Tell you, something in this.
Telling you.
Right, listen, we'll leave it open for a while. 0871 880 0008. What, you know, the greetings that might need to replace the handshake if we're going to cut down on this touching business in the, you know, for fear of spreading the virus. We need a new form.
I still think there's something in a bit of song. I do, I'd love, we've all wanted to live in a musical at least once in our life.
Right.
You know?
Just
walking into a shop, hello! You know, so it's...
But sure, if that was the case, you could just walk in and go, hello.
No, you need to compensate for the lack of touch.
Right.
You have to overcompensate.
Of course.
So we all just, hell yeah. Yeah, there's nothing in that hell yeah. You have to, like, you know, it has to be bigger, better, bolder.
That is the elephant in the room here. We could just talk.
Jeez, like... It's worth the risk of the virus to get out of a conversation.
Huey Lewis from the news, The Power of Love, here at Classic Hits. Almost 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Hitbit on the way. €1,360 it is. Well worth having a go. ClassicHits.ie, good place to start. And then let us know if you want to play. 0871 880 0008. Magic Mike could be picking your name out. You could be walking away with all of that wedge. Now, we've been talking about all of the shenanigans with not shaking hands anymore. And the whole thing about, you know, peace be with you, and the church came up and all that.
Yeah, now, we're staying there now.
You have to have a new greeting. Well, it turns out as well, as you were saying, you know, Keith earlier on didn't even know it was meant to be peace be with you. He thought it was pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
Well, tell you something, Keith. If you spent a bit more time in the church, you might be a bit healthier.
You might be all the better for it, apparently, if any of these new surveys are anything to go by. Non-believers, twice as likely... Well, here's the headline of it, right? Religion... It might be good for your health, is what they're saying.
Right.
Right? Before anyone starts taking out their whip now or battering someone else with their Bible. This is what the story is. Religion might be good for your health. So people of faith, people who believe in any religion, really, are less likely to fall or feel ill compared to people who are non-believers. And this is these are official surveys. So, non-believers who are twice as likely to smoke than those who practice religion. One in five atheists smokes compared to one in ten Christians and Muslims.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that mad? So, yeah, one in five atheists be there. You know, I don't really understand why that is.
I'd say it must have something to do with the whole expectation of an afterlife or something, or, you know.
But it's the atheists that are puffing on the
exactly, because they kind of think, well, sure, this is it. I'm here now. I may as well, you know.
You think it'd be the other way around. He says, well, sure, I can't look. Get all these fags into me nails of a whole other life. Like, Non-believers are more likely to drink alcohol than followers of certain other religions. And this is a government-funded report. It quiz 100,000 people in England and Wales. Now, you'd have to imagine it with the survey in England and Wales would be very similar to the one that you would get over here. So twice as likely to smoke all of that. So roughly one in five atheists smokes. That's an amazing statistic to me. And when it comes to the alcohol and the whole lot. And it wasn't just physical health that religious people scored better in. Non-believers report having worse mental health than Christians, Muslims, Hindus and Sikhs. And it's a huge report, roughly 100,000 people. It was done between 2016 and 2018. And it just goes on and on. It says, like, in this survey, 68% of Christians, 77% of Jews, 72% of Hindus, 69% of Sikhs and 66% of Muslims said they were satisfied with their health. And that's dramatically different, drastically different when it comes... Well, not drastically different. It's a bit less if you're an atheist, actually. For about 40, you know what I mean. But it's still got goes to say that maybe there's something to the whole... Even if it's not... Because, like, you know, no one can even agree on what their God is, I suppose. Yeah. But you know what I mean? But it says that maybe being a part of something. I definitely think there's something to that.
Yeah.
I definitely think there's something to that.
So you don't think it's just the... It's just the whatever the rules, basically. You know, that if you're whatever religion you're part of, that there might be rules about how you be behaving and
maybe, but you still live 4 years longer if you're
4
religious.
Years.
4 years on average longer than atheists.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Now whether you want to or not is another thing.
Well, exactly.
Maybe that's because they're puffing away in the cigarettes. Like you said, they're gone all fatalistic about it. but I definitely think this, you know, when you go to a church and all that now, and it does be full of old ones and all, right? And it does be full of old ones. And they'd be like, you know, on our mission, and you'd be thinking to them that from Monday they're getting ready for mass,
right,
or service or whatever it is on the Sunday. They'd be like, right, I'm getting in. They'd be doing their training, walking to the shops. You know, they'd be doing all of that. I'm going to get me food in. I get the Sunday dinner on.
Yeah.
I'll be ready me post service on me post mass nosh up
or
and all.
Frock.
You're training all week, and then you get in, you do your half hour or your 40 minutes or whatever it is. You get back, and it means an awful lot to them. So
right.
I think there's definitely something.
You reckon something in it?
Belonging to a sort of a group, I think, gives you a bigger sense of purpose anyway, doesn't it?
Probably.
You know,
I have to say, I'm surprised now with you taking. I thought now this was up there to be beaten down by you. I thought you might have hammered that one.
Oh, no. I'm sure I love joining groups. I'm always joining groups. I love it now. I love a pastime.
I mean,
yeah,
the good thing is,
religion or a lifeboat or...
to hear you talking about the idea of, you know, being part of something and, you know, sharing things with other people and all that sort of stuff. It's not really the PJ Gallagher we've come to love and know.
Yeah.
The man who, you know, said earlier on in this very programme, it'd be great if you could carry your own window around so you'd only have to wave at people rather than speak to them or shake their hand.
Well, which religion is it that does this quiet, reflective prayer?
So you want to be one of those, you know, that goes into like a monastery and just adopts a silent order.
Yeah, there's just two lads going, hallelujah, la, 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 la. No, do you know them? No, this is lovely, yeah. They're going, can you watch Netflix in it? Can you watch Netflix in this religion?
Right.
I'm in. That's what I'd be thinking, yeah.
Sorted.
But it is interesting though, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you know, like, that if you... now you're after talking me over now by bringing... I suppose that's why maybe church is better than the cinema. Because you go to the cinema or something and there's all people talking and flicking through their phones and all.
Yeah.
And they'd be doing all that sort of carry on. And they'd be popcorn and rumbling sweets. You know, and if you go to a church... Everyone's very, very quiet. They're all watching the act or the performance.
Yeah.
For want of a better word, you get one piece of bread. Everyone gets it at the same time.
Yeah.
Right? So that's all. There's no rustling or messing.
Yeah.
Nobody's chatting.
But I mean, you would.
And nowadays, you're not even allowed to shake hands.
You would have to know your lines, though. You know what I mean? You have to know the answers. Don't forget, there's a bit of a quiz on.
You're allowed to take the book.
You have to know when to do the kind of...
Should they literally...
Lord hear us, no.
They give you a cheat sheet going in.
Well, that's true.
There's the answers.
They give you the script.
Yeah. And then you get a bit of crack in the songs and all. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. I love that jazzy version of that.
Yeah.
Have mercy on us.
You seem to be the only person that's ever heard that. Seem to have gone to a really good church.
I know, that was close.
You had that in the car and everything, didn't you?
I had these mad religious cousins,
yeah.
And they couldn't get from here to the supermarket. soon as it was like being with the Ned Flanders gang. Soon as you got into the car, they're like, "Are you all ready then?" I said, "Oh, geez, they're going to do it." And then, he got the whole world in his hands. I was like, "This is mad."
Classic hits. Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit. The Hit Bit is worth 1,360 quid. It's not small at all. Ever anymore. We got a lovely big chunk of cash to give to someone if they can just tell us what is the classic hit bit, which sounds like this. And miraculous is your clue. So let's get straight stuck into it. Anne-Marie is in Cork this morning. How are you, Anne-Marie?
Hi, how are you, PJ?
Ah, you know something, Anne-Marie. An awful lot better than I was yesterday, I can tell you that much.
That's good.
Yeah. I was dragging myself around the place, for want of a better word, yesterday, that's for sure. How are you getting on? No.
Very good. I hope I'm right.
Yeah, I hope you're right as well. We'd love to send you over a few quid today. Did the clue do anything for you?
It did.
Right. Yeah. Have a go, so let's see where we're going.
Yeah. So, Alison
Moyet,
Love Resurrection.
Oh, I love Alison Moyet.
I think, Anne-Marie, you would like to hear what Piers Morgan has to say. Let's check in with him.
Absolute rubbish.
Piers never has a good word to say, does he?
I tell you, Magic Mike is getting more and more ruthless with a selection of these answers as well, isn't he?
Go for the jugular.
Very good.
Right, listen, Anne-Marie, have a good day. Keep at it. Keep trying.
Okay, thank you.
Cheers. Bye-bye now.
Okay, Nadia's next up. Now, how are you, Nadia?
Hi, how are you?
What's the crack? Where are you today?
I'm on the train from Cork to Dublin, and I'm just coming into Limerick Junction.
Oh, right, okay.
So, is it a busy train?
It's kind of busy enough, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Is that a regular trip for you? Is it, Nadia, is it a regular trip for you? Is that part of kind of like a...
No, actually, it's kind of an unusual trip to Dublin with work.
Oh,
you know, for the day, up and down.
So the last thing you want to be doing now is talking on the radio with a carriage full of people around you, is it?
Exactly. And then, you know, the guy comes on the speaker to say we're arriving at Limerick Junction, and I'm like, shut up.
Right, well, listen, hopefully if you're going to win this cash, we'll still get a big scream, no matter how many people are around you. But give us your guess, yeah. Nadia.
My guess is the Prodigy Firestarter.
Right, okay.
What
I've been trying
tune.
To get through for ages, and I'm so sure that this is the answer.
Oh my God.
I've been listening to the song.
She's so sure, Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah. What a good...
The pressure.
What a good choo-choo choice as well it is.
Yes,
choo-choo choice. Choo-choo.
Let's have a listen to Steve Carell. he's a calm man. Surely right. He'll have something good for you here.
Oh, God.
No, okay. God, no! No!
Is it not?
No.
No.
Oh, Nadia.
God, sorry about that, Nadia.
I'm 100% sure.
I know, and I thought you were going well when he insisted on putting a pun in. I thought he was back on.
Yeah.
I was even listening to the song, and I was like, there's the bit. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Look,
that's
don't give up on it totally, Nadia. Keep
all
at
right,
it.
All right, okay.
Good
thanks
talking to you. Cheers.
See you, Nadia. Good luck.
Bye-bye. Right, so we've ruled that out. We've ruled out Prodigy and Firestarter. Good tune that was.
A good choo-choo-tune, apparently.
Choo-choo-tune. And what was the other one? What was Anne-Marie's guess again?
Oh, Alison Moyet. Alison Moyet, yes.
So there's two more you can scratch off your list. They'll be on our list, of course, on classichits.ie. Miraculous, still the clue. And Damien Farrelly, the next man to give you a chance to win the cash.
20-5, you can have another go with Damien. It'll still be 1,360 quid. We've balanced the books. We were giving out different figures for a while. But we're all back in line together now. Now we know what's happening again.
Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. And we're on a bit of a mission, right? We want to be taken seriously, don't we, PJ?
Oh, very much
this
so,
idea
yeah.
that we're oh, just yeah. we're just kind of, you know, buffoons who go on the radio and talk rubbish and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, far from it.
So we're making a bid for legitimacy.
I'll tell you, we're making a bid for legitimacy by having a literal mad scientist coming into the studio. And I think that's probably the best description I can have for you. Barry Fitzgerald.
That's right, Jack.
I think mad scientist.
That's the first time I've been called a mad scientist to my face now. Right. You know, so, yeah. No, I'm all right with it. It's grand.
But you are a genuine bona fide scientist.
Yes, I am.
Excellent.
A real scientist.
That'll do
yeah.
for us.
Yeah.
That'll do for us.
We can add the mad bit in later on.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, where the mad bit comes in, actually,
yeah.
is that some of the books that Barry has published, and there's three of them at this stage, isn't
there? Three of them. Secrets of Superhero Science, Secret Science of Santa Claus, and How to Build an Iron Man Suit.
Which is the most recent one.
Which is the most recent one, yeah.
So you're kind of explaining literally the science of superpowers and the science of how an Iron Man suit would work in this book.
Well, exactly. I mean, many people look at Tony Stark. Tony Stark's a genius. He's got all this money behind him. He's a billionaire, and he's able to put it all into building this, you know. Anyone else would think they'd go off and have a nice holiday for the rest of their lives, you know, and enjoy the retirement.
Island,
you know.
Tony.
Yeah, yeah, but buy like half of Antarctica or something, you know. But he goes off and builds this technology. But what's brilliant about it is he builds this by himself. Now, in the real world, that's not going to work. Okay, building this by yourself, locked up in your Malibu mansion, just doesn't come.
Unless you're Elon Musk, even he needs a team. Right?
But he does, you know. He has to try all the things. He has Tesla. He has the Boring Project. He has all this other stuff. SpaceX. He has to have a team behind him. So. While Tony Stark built it and it's really cool, in reality, it's going to need a team. And the thing is, in my view, as part of what I've outlined in the book, is that there are lots of teams all around the world. We're all doing different parts of research that could be used for different parts of the suit.
Right.
We just all came together at some point, and for a good reason, because we don't want to be building suits and just giving them to anybody. You know,
that's
the thing, right? You know,
but this is it. You cover in the book not just the materials it would take, like that, the ethics of is it right or wrong
Absolutely.
To build a suit and all is in this.
Absolutely, that is actually one of the core parts of it, because I want to promote this technology as something good.
Yeah.
You know, we see Iron Man in the films using it to fight that, you know, big purple dinosaur looking alien Thanos or to fight in armies of robots. But in reality, the technology he uses in all the films. What the benefits we can have for society would be amazing.
So you're saying, right, that as well, from a layman's perspective, right, this stuff that we regard as fantasy and sci-fi and all that sort of stuff is not that far removed from reality at all. There's genuine, proper, bona fide science that people could do stuff.
Absolutely.
And if you do it for the right reasons, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, in the book, there's a chapter on wound healing. And in one scene in Avengers Infinity,
wound healing,
right?
Right, now this is the part that you're saying is this the good science bit.
This is
the
good science,
something like an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, because in one film, in Avengers Infinity War, he gets injured and 2 seconds of footage, he makes an effort to fix himself, and I base a whole chapter in the book on 2 seconds of footage.
So can it be done?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely,
oh my God,
yeah.
It can be done.
Yeah, you see, what he's using is, if you've seen Avengers Infinity War, it's got a Mark 50 suit, it's nanotechnology. So that's little particles or robots that are a billion times smaller than you and me, and they all work together to build the suit. Now, there are, in healthcare terms, in the real world, people who are working on making nanobots. One of them is called the clotocyte. Now, when you get a cut, you start to bleed, and your body's natural response is, I'm going to stop this.
Yeah.
So it tries to clot it using platelets and fibrin. They'll rush to the wound and try and seal it up. Now, there are people out there who are trying to develop these robots that can do it 1,000 times faster than our own body can do it. And I have no doubt that Tony Stark has put this technology in the Mark 50 suit we see in Infinity War.
So that's the part that's actual real science.
Absolutely.
No
real,
fantasy,
yeah.
No makey-up kind
no
of
makey
weird
up-y
Hollywood
stuffy.
Kind of magic stuff.
You are going to get some messages from nerds, man. Like, you are like
nerd
the information.
God.
The book is called How to Build an Iron Man Suit.
Yeah, and which in itself is going to immediately draw.
Yeah, it's going to go. And then you have all that sort of, what you're saying, like that level of detail.
Absolutely,
goes into this book.
This is the latest one. There was Secrets of Superhero Science, but the superhero one as well. You actually went into all sorts of different things, like even the silk for a Spider-Man's web.
Yeah.
Like it's possible.
I mean, the spider silk is amazing, right? In that book, Secrets of Superhero Science, I did a whole chapter on Spider-Man and his spider silk. Now, the thing about spider silk, it's a natural protein. It's one of the toughest materials on the planet. Now, I know someone over in the Netherlands who said, right, I'm going to push this to its limits. So they decided to make bulletproof spider silk human skin. Now, what they did was they took spider silk, which was made from genetically modified goats. So these are goats that were passed by FDA, created in the United States. When you milk the goat, it produces the spider silk protein in the milk. You extract the protein and you turn it into the strands of spider silk. They combined it with leftover skin from plastic surgery. They, back in 2011, they went to the ballistic range in the Netherlands, the forensic ballistic range, and they tested this material, having shooters firing bullets at it. And this material can stop bullets traveling 170 meters per second, which is extraordinary. Now, the only problem you have there is that it might stop the bullets, but all that energy has to go somewhere because, you know, conservation of energy, kinetic energy gets converted into something else. It's going to travel into your body and probably fracture every bone you have. It's not something you want to be wearing. And this was developed by BioArt Laboratories and Jalilia Saidi in the Netherlands. It's a brilliant project.
I'm thinking about is I want to see a bulletproof goat in the world. That's
you can get your hands on the goats, they're kind of expensive, I can tell you.
Are you going to make a prediction, right? Are you going to make a prediction that something that we saw in a science fiction capacity or whatever is one day just, it's going to be there as a part of normal life?
The one I think that we're going to see the soonest, because it'll take some time for this to happen. Bionic lenses, bionic contact lenses. So Hawkeye from the Avengers, he's the guy with the bow and arrow.
Yeah.
Super accurate with the bow and arrow. He has the name Hawkeye because, believe it or not, he's got eyesight like hawks or birds of prey. Can see targets up to 3 kilometres away. Now, there are companies trying to develop bionic lenses that can be used to either replace a damaged lens if you have like some sort of a lens disease, for example, or also just to put into your eye. So just add it to your eye or replace it completely.
Wow.
So Alphabet Technologies are working on it. That's Google. And there's another company in the United States, Ocumetrics. They're also working on this technology.
So that could be one of the first things you actually see in real life.
Yeah, because what would happen is someone could go in for an operation, you get the lens removed, you put in a brand new lens that gives you 20/20 vision, and then if you could just maybe play with the lens a little bit, maybe 20/20 vision, if you want to know what means, that from 20 feet away, I can see details in an object that everyone on average can see from 20 feet away. Now, you could change it to make it 24 or 25 vision, which is roughly around what a hawk has, which means that from 20 feet away, a hawk can see details in an object that you and I can only see from 4 feet away. So we have to be much closer, five times closer to see this, see those details. But this lens, that's the one. That's the one, I think.
Do you know something? And I'm really happy to hear that, because ever since I turned 50, my eyes have been going a bit. So I'm really happy that's going to be the first thing.
Yes. If I could have one superpower, it'd just be to go to the toilet like a normal person. I have to go every 10 minutes.
There's a suit for that.
There is a suit. And actually, there's a toilet in the Iron Man suit.
Brilliant, for God's sake.
So he used an Iron Man too. There you go. You just sit here in your Iron Man suit.
My eyes, your bladder, they're going to be taken care of.
Finally, I can go to the toilet in my own trousers and not have to feel shame about them.
I tell you, they're brilliant stuff. Get your hands on them. Far, far greater people than us have recommended these books. The latest one being How to Build an Iron Man Suit.
And you can get all the information and details on bwscience.com.
Brilliant.
And I'm on Twitter and on Instagram, Facebook, all that.
Barry, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, brilliant, lads. Thanks for having me. Appreciate you having me in. It was brilliant.
Great stuff.
It's time to play the Classic Hits Cape Crusader. Can you guess where he is?
Yeah, this is it. We said we'd play it for those of you who only get to join us after 8 o'clock this morning. We'd save the clue until you got here. So this is it. This is the chance for you to decide where the Cape Crusader is.
Oh, let me know now.
And get yourself into this incredible draw. Of course, it's all with thanks to Multitrip.com, Ireland's favourite travel insurance. This amazing prize, trip for two to Cape Town with Turkish Airlines, 7-night stay in a villa, guided city tour, including those views from the top of Table Mountain, the wine tasting tour of the famous Stellenbosch wine region in the Western Cape with thanks to Sunway Holidays, 5,000 South African rand for you to spend, and the Multitrip.com travel insurance policy for two. That's the prize.
Great Scott, Jim.
Absolutely.
Absolutely fantastic. So you have the clue then ready, yeah? Mm. So this is where he's hiding in the world.
Absolutely.
Right, so if you know where he's hiding, if the clue gives you anything, you just text win and where it is, yeah? To 087-188-0008 in the WhatsApp.
Absolutely. Right, ready for this? Here we go.
Tis I, the Cape Crusader, back again. I'm in a city saving some langers. There's a lot of rebels here, so I gotta go. Woo!
Yeah.
You know something?
Even
I can't mess this one up. It's an unmistakable city that he's in today.
And one of your favourites as well.
Absolutely,
so no slagging.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
rounding up a few young offenders down there, I'd say.
Correct. Right, so there it is. All you got to do is get the word win onto a WhatsApp 087-188-0008 and hopefully we'll be getting your name into the draw. Love it. Cardigans, my favourite game here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 24 minutes away from 9 o'clock. The Breakfast Table Quiz, that's our game. It's on the way very shortly. 087-188-0008. Pair of script tickets. If you can top that score, well, you don't even have to top that score. Just get at least five and those tickets will be yours.
Oh, you're such a handball, you are.
Stand up there, PJ, stand up.
I will, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, please
I forgot
stand.
Their names. I was going to. What is the names again?
Willie and Kate.
William! But they don't introduce him like that, do they? What's his title?
Willie Windsor.
Willie Windsor! Prince of Thieves.
No, he's dead.
What is he?
The Duke and Duchess of are. The Duke of Cambridge. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
I don't think we're ever going to get gigs as royal correspondents.
I should certainly hope not. Although I once did get a call. I couldn't believe me of all people. I got a call from a national radio station.
Show up wearing your balaclava, did you?
I'd be honest with you. I got a national radio station, lads. Called me and said, would you mind covering the Queen's visit with us? And I went, I hear that's not there. I was like, I don't think I'm your person. I mean, thank you very much for the offer, but I don't think it's for me.
Excuse me a second, I have to get back into this bush. But anyway.
Jeepers, I nearly dropped my arm alight with the shock. So they're on the way today. Willie Windsor and Kate Middleton. They arrived into Dublin this morning for their first official state visit. It's their first ever one. So what time? I don't know. I know they're here in the morning. So they're probably arriving as we speak. They're going to be around Dublin Airport this morning. And then they go to the Garden of Remembrance, walk around a number of locations, including Temple Bar and Howth. Jeez, they're going
Temple
to
Bar?
They're literally going to be under my feet all day, aren't they? Everywhere I have to go, they're going today.
Why would they bring them to Temple Bar? I mean, literally, I suppose it's like many of your countrymen from various places across the UK come to this place when they're celebrating their upcoming nuptials.
This is where you send your football hooligans when the off-season is happening. This is where we go.
As we herd them in here.
Yeah, it's so they're doing all of that.
Temple Bar,
They're going to the storehouse, the Guinness storehouse. Like, we need to, by the way, when it comes to state visits, we have to come up with a new plan. Like, it's turned into a factory, a rollover thing.
Yeah.
You go for your pint in the Guinness storehouse, and then you go to the Garden of Remembrance, and then you go to, they're staying in the President's Gaff, the side house in Phoenix Park. What's it called?
Farnham, is it? The
Farmley
shed?
House. Farmley House. Farmley, yeah, they're staying there then. And then after that, then they head off on all west and stuff. I just can't believe.
Are they going to Tato Park?
No, but you see now, Jim, you've hit the nail on the head. This is what we should be doing.
Yeah.
This is what we should be doing. Number one, we get them out from under our bloody feet in Dublin.
I mean,
traffic's too bad. And then send them off to, Tato Park. Or, there's a nice old petting zoo. They haven't seen small animals. Get them to do all that sort of thing.
And I mean, they've history for it. Like, I mean, he famously, that photograph with his ma and the brother coming down the big water slide and all that. I'm sure he loves a good theme park. And she looks like a bit of crack.
Does she now?
Ah, she does.
Does she look like
a bit of crack? She wasn't walking around beside him.
What makes you think she'd be a bit of crack now? I have to ask that question.
Is she not a commoner, no?
I don't know what she is.
Right.
I don't know what she is. Isn't it the other one? No, is she not from sort of stock?
Probably.
Oh, she's from some sort of stock. It's Harry's missus, the American.
Ah, sure, for God's sake.
Jesus,
I mean, like.
Jeepers. I mean, if
Disney World.
The ginger prince let us down, they're all saying. She took some amount of grief, in fairness. Like, no wonder she did a runner out of that family. You'd have to. Did you see the grief she got from all the likes of the Piers
Morgan? Not really, because I didn't
Damon.
Really pay much attention.
Ah, they destroyed. Like, it was. There's no wonder she did a runner out of it. Like,
so, how long are they staying? They're only here for the day, are they?
3 days. No, they're here for 3 days. Yeah. They headed. This is their first day, it's the Dublin day. They're heading out west then. They'll be off out Galway way then.
Are they going to kiss the Blarney Stone?
I don't know if they're going to Cork. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they're getting down that far.
What else do you kind of have to do?
Well, you see, this is it, you see, now. And this is where the rest of Ireland have a right, can rightfully get upset about it, right?
Yeah.
Because Dublin, again, steals all the credit. They come over, they get their pint of Guinness, they get their pictures with their pint of Guinness, there's the Garda remembrance, there's all of that. And then they won't even, like you said, take Meath into account. Tato Park is ignored. They go out west, there's pictures
the
of
zoo,
them.
They could go to the zoo?
Well, yeah, I know. But then it'll be all Dublin focused again. There'll be no real, there'll be the odd photo of them knocking around Air Square or something, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe, but you wouldn't see them in Supermax. They should bring them into soup. That's real Irish culture. Bring them to, you know, fill them with a rake of Smiddics and let them stand outside Supermax.
Don't give them Smiddics, for
that's
God's sake.
That's the way to do it. Show them how Irish people live.
No wonder you'd give them Smiddics because you never want them to come back.
Yeah, take them down to an L, you know, take them down to local Bucky's in Cork. If you really want to see how Irish people live, you know, get your teeth into it.
Yeah, bring William to a League of Ireland game. He was at the cup final there. He's a big Villa fan.
And see, they're going to a GAA ground somewhere. So you stick him into a tracksuit and all
that's
that.
Instead of the old... How did he end up a big Villa fan?
I don't know. I really don't
how
know.
How does that work?
I suppose Aston Villa, like, you know what I mean? It probably comes with the role of office, does it? You know, like, you get all this free money. You get to be basically on the dole for your whole life. You get to spend taxpayers' money. You get to do all of that. And they say, so where would you fit in doing that? Birmingham. So, you know? So they just sort of, you know, you'd fit in. Like, you have to, part of the job is you have to be pick a football team in Birmingham.
You got a season ticket.
And you go with Villa because they're the best of a bad lot, isn't it? That's all you can do.
Yeah.
There's nowhere else you can go from
so
there.
You need to, that's what you should have done. You should have put forward to be the cultural attaché for the League of Ireland. You could have brought him to a Bowes Rovers game.
You really do want to get me killed, don't you?
That would have been amazing.
Turning up with Prince Willie at Daily Mount. You joking?
Or Talla.
Listen, you. If you take that balaclava off, you're going to get us both killed.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins in Ennis and Limerick for excellent exam results. It's got to be Julie Kilmartins Easter Revision Courses in Ennis and Limerick. See kes.ie.
Now, nice and simple this week. Prizes every single day. Just get more than 5 correct answers on the Breakfast Table Quiz and the prize is yours. Today, once again, like yesterday, we got more Script tickets. The Script are playing at the Irish Independent Park on the 23rd of June. Okay, and we've got another pair of Script tickets for you to win today.
Absolutely we do. So 5 or more and you're away in a hack. You have it done. No big competition this week. If you could be arsed, you'd want to get to the score of 9, beat the score of 9.
But
mainly, 5 or more and you have those tickets in the bag. So it's going to be Fionnuala Battersby in Dublin who's going to play this morning. How are you, Fionnuala?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What's the crack with you? Any plans for your day?
No, just go heading into work. My husband's giving me a lift now, so just nearly there.
Ah, good stuff. Right, so he's around to give you a bit of a dig out with the questions as well, is he?
Hopefully.
Is he
any very intelligent, so.
Is he intelligent, like, Fionnuala?
Very intelligent.
Are you only saying that because he's giving you a lift?
Well, I have to. He's my taxi
man.
So, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Will you be sharing these tickets with him if you get them now?
I suppose so. If he behaves himself, I will, yeah.
Proper
exactly,
order.
Yeah. You I keep cracking that whip.
We should really give him a name, Fionnuala.
His Martin.
Martin.
Right.
Yes. Good man, Martin.
Right, so Fionnuala and Martin. Martin, you better be on your best behaviour. Hope your backup plan is good.
Absolutely. Right, 60 seconds, Fionnuala and Martin indeed. Here we go.
What is the smallest orchestral instrument in the string family?
Triangle.
It's violin. What A is the type of knitwear associated with a group of islands off the west coast of Ireland?
Aran.
In the Bible, who killed Abel?
Cain.
In which pantomime does a genie appear after a magic lamp is rubbed?
Aladdin.
Which TV show featured Fozzie Bear and the Swedish Chef?
The Muppets.
Yes. What satellite TV music channel was launched in the USA in 1981?
HBO.
It was MTV. What is the surname of Jimmy, the Scottish lead singer with Bronski Beat? On which part of your body would you wear a trainer?
On which what?
A trainer. Where would you wear it?
Your foot.
Yeah, in the nursery rhyme, Jack and Jill, who fell down the hill first?
Jack.
In tailoring, what B is another word for a made-to-measure suit?
Pat.
Bespoke, in which country did the cheeses Gouda and Edam originate?
Holland, Netherlands.
Yeah, what is the name for a red flat-top brimless hat with a tassel hanging from it?
A fez.
That's the one.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Oh, that was very good. Mike, are you all right there now? Eh?
I'm all right, yeah. Sorry.
Oh,
you were making me laugh.
What? You were making me laugh. What is the surname of Jimmy, the Scottish lead singer with the Bronski Beat, and you came out with Communards?
Yeah.
Jimmy Communards.
Jimmy Communards, yeah. I said, it doesn't matter, is what I said. It was Jimmy Somerville, of course.
All right. So, all we needed for Nuala was five. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well done.
Woo! Not a bother to you, Fanula. So, you and Martin, indeed, you're off to the gig, if Martin's allowed, of course.
Absolutely.
Thanks very much.
Did Martin contribute in any way,
no,
shape, or form?
No, I didn't hear much of him.
I didn't hear much of him, I have to say. Anyway, right, listen, Fionnuala, two tickets to go along and see the script at Irish Independent Park on the 23rd of June. They're yours. Well done.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
Okay, love the show. See ya.